Hey, you guys, this is Karen Scruggs Briscoe and Karen Scruggs Corner. How y'all doing today? It is rainy outside and it is a kind of nasty day, but if we didn't have nasty days, we would not be able to appreciate the good days. So I hope you all have a little time today to spend some time with me in the corner. If not, please come back later this week, next week, just whenever, and spend some time with me in the corner. Please do like and share. Please like and share. I have a lot of new things that we're going to be doing in 2024. I'm actually going to put out a survey to see some of the things that you all want to see in 2024. So please do tune in. We have got a lot of birthdays today, so let me get started. Joyce Pascal, happy birthday, family. Crystal Pillow, happy birthday, Crystal. Mackenzie McGuire, happy birthday, beautiful. Marsha Graham, happy birthday, Marsha. How are you? Camilla Moore Smith, happy birthday. D Hunter, happy birthday. Michelle Buchanan, happy birthday, Michelle. Shanika Davis, my beautiful niece, happy birthday, Shanika. Samantha Fisher, my beautiful cousin. Some of you all know Samantha Fisher, and she does an amazing job with makeup. Well, guess what? She's going to come in the corner and talk to us about makeup. So, happy birthday, Samantha. Jackie Pillow, happy birthday. Kevin Heron, happy birthday. Francis Waters, happy, 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 happy birthday. So let's get started today. So we're going to talk about gray hair. When you tune in, give me your names. Thank y'all for joining. So we're going to talk about gray hair today. Now, for years and years and years and years, probably back before Christ, people have been trying to get rid of gray hair. They've been coloring hair. I know back then, they dye it, they color it, they cut it, they shave it. Yeah, my hair is a different color today. Wasn't supposed to be this color, but this is the color it turned out. So this is the color it's going to be for a while. They do everything to try to get rid of gray hair. We used to, have those. You would have like an older woman, she may be 80 or 90, and she would have black hair. And I can remember my grandmother, she would color her hair, and seemed like she would have like black around, her face or something. I've seen people with all different colors hair. It would be gray, it would be pink, some people hair would be purple, just all different colors when they tried to dye their hair. So people have tried all different stuff, to get their hair colored and get rid of the gray. Okay. So as I researched this gray hair, I researched everything. I just don't make stuff up. So as I was researching this about actually turning your hair gray, one man said in the comments that our hair really does not turn gray. Okay. Now, let me explain it to you. Hey, Deborah, how are you? I miss you, Deborah. Hey, Margie. Hey, Gary. Thank you for joining. So, now each strand of our hair has pigment cells in it. Okay. Now, there are only two colors, and the colors are light and dark. There's only two colors. Now, the light and the dark picks up and it determines the color of the hair. It determines the melanin, but melanin of the hair. Okay? So the pigment cells has melanin in it, and that's how we get our color of our hair. Now, of course, it's still some genetics in it too, but that's basically how we get the color of our hair. Now, when we talk about melanin, of course, our beautiful melanin skin of all different colors, everybody has melanin. White, Mexican, Black, everybody has a percentage of melanin in their body. Some people more than others, just like they have in their hair and in the pigments of the cells in their hair. But everybody has melanin. Now, some cultures have more of a variety of beautiful melanin colors, but everybody has melanin. Okay. So, of course, as we get older, our melanin and the pigments of each strand of our hair actually decreases. Okay? And so when it decreases, what happens is the pigments and the hair slowly starts to turn like a light gray, silver, or white. So when we get gray hair, yes, can we get gray hair from stress? Well, yeah, we can. And it's a lot of other different things for us to get gray hair, like maybe chemo and those type of things. But for this session, getting gray hair, it's just a natural process of growing older. Okay, and again, what happens is the melanin starts decreasing and the pigment cells turn like a gray, a white, or a silver. Now, of course, genetics totally plays a big part of, how fast our hair grays, how much we gray. There are people 80 and 90 years old that do not have gray hair. Now, I grayed really early with my hair, but there are people, like I said, that just may have a few strands of gray hair at 60 or 70, or may not even have any gray hair. So yeah, it does depend on genetics too. So as we get older, we've talked about this in the corner before, our hormones change, women hormones and men hormones. Our hormones change and they actually decrease. Okay, and when our hormones decrease, we can actually lose body hair, men and women, hair on our legs and our arms, and of course, our chest and our face. That's because as we age, our hormones decrease, and that is kind of a side effect of the change in our hormones. Okay, now of course, usually men have more body hair than women, but there are women that have an excessive amount of body hair. Now you're probably thinking, okay, Karen, get to the point. Can we reverse gray hair? Well, I'm glad you asked. Let me tell you a story. I have a friend whose husband is very, very hairy. He has hairy arms, hairy chest, hairy legs, just very, very hairy. As he aged, his hair all over his body turned gray. Gray hair on his legs, arms, chest. Normal process, he was aging. As he aged, he lost some of his hair. He lost hair on his legs, on his arms, some on his chest, as we talked about, because of the hormones. So now his hair is growing back black. It is actually growing back black. Pictures were not shown to save the names of the innocent. So no, I don't have pictures, but it's actually growing back black. So me and my girlfriend were talking, what the heck, what happened that his hair is growing back black? So, what had happened was she put her husband on male multivitamins. He started taking multivitamins months ago, and of course, he felt better, he had more energy, and so forth. But what had happened was he actually had a deficiency in his B12, B6, vitamin A, and C. So when he took these multivitamins, they actually put these vitamins back into his system, which he had a deficiency of, and they caused his hair to come back black. Now, no, he didn't get any younger. He's still getting older, around my age in the 60s, late 50s and 60s. And so his hair came back black because he had a deficiency of these vitamins in his body. And by him taking the multivitamin, they replaced the deficiency. And when his hair grew back, it grew back black. Now, Please don't run out and start getting all of the vitamin B12 and B6 that you can find and start taking it, you know, to try to get rid of your gray hair. It only helps if you have a deficiency. Okay, so the next time you go to the doctor, get your blood checked. See if you have a deficiency. If your doctor has already told you that you should have been on multivitamins a month ago or a year ago, start taking multivitamins. Multivitamins are very, very helpful as we age because of the natural process of our bodies and the things that we lose as we age. I'll talk about that in the corner and talk about how really good multivitamins are for us and why. So that is the corner today. If you have a deficiency, B12, B6, vitamin A, or vitamin C, definitely go to your doctor. See if you have the deficiency, start taking that multivitamin. Okay. If you're supposed to be taking it anyway, start taking that multivitamin. Now, of course, as we talked in the corner, everything happens different with other people. You know, just because you start taking the B12 does not mean that your gray hair is going to go away. But this is truth. I have seen it. And this has happened, and this is why. So that's what I want to share with you today. And so I'm going to end with what I know is I was looking out today, this morning, at the rain and looking at what just a messy day it was today. But I was thinking about the good days and the bad days in my life. And I was thinking about if I never had the bad days, I would not be able to appreciate the good days, you know? And some of the bad days were good days, you know, because some of the bad days, God shows us things about different situations in our life or different people in our life. He may add to, but he also may take away. And sometimes for us to be successful in life, then we have to have those bad days because sometimes things have to be taken away. Sometimes things have to be brought to attention. Sometimes we just need to be knocked down and the only place that we can look is up. So those bad days will always turn into good days. So this is Karen Squares Briscoe in Karen's Inquisitive Corner. I have an absolutely amazing show that's probably going to come Saturday or the next Saturday, but I'm going to let you know about it. It is a full-blown miracle, but I'll tell you a little more about it later. You all have a great day. Mwah. Karen Briscoe. See you later. Bye-bye.